Hi, I'm Millie Flannery, writer and producer of Flame in the Night, an audio drama focusing on friendship, overcoming trauma, and found families in a fantasy world. This is a 6-episode long show and a new episode will release weekly. Thank you so much for tuning in and I hope you enjoy.
Charlie Oxton, 20 years old. Time of passing, 9:32 a.m. EST. How are you feeling, Charlie? Charlie?
Huh? What the fuck? What's wrong with your face?
Nothing is wrong with my... I am afraid I cannot let you out yet, Charlie.
Let me go!
Please take your time adjusting. This is a difficult process.
What are you going to do to me?
My name is Ruth. I just have a few questions so I can fill out your paperwork.
What? Where am I?
I'm sorry to tell you, but you passed away, Charlie.
Oh yeah, sure, buddy. I'm in hell.
No, not hell. This is the underworld. Just one stop on the great road of existence.
Purgatory, then.
If you like.
Yeah, whatever.
Please take a seat so we can begin.
No. I'm getting out of here.
I know it is a hard thing to accept, Charlie, but the sooner you accept it, the better.
I think I'd know if I what? How do you know my name?
This is your file. It is everything we know from your life, but this is everything we need to know for your afterlife.
What the fuck? How do you know all of this? My first kiss?
I am sorry if it seems invasive. However, I am not responsible for the data collection. Please, sit down, Charlie. You died at 9:32 this morning after being struck by a car on Gladstone Street.
No, I wasn't.
Unfortunately, people often find they are foggy on the last few days of their memories when they first arrive here, especially if the death was sudden and graphic. They will come back to you soon enough. It is not all bad news, though, Charlie. You now live in Vigil, the nicest town in the whole underworld. Would you like to see?
Oh my God.
It is not what you are used to, but we make every effort so that it is comfortable.
What's wrong with the sky?
Do not worry, Charlie. That is its natural state.
It's so black. How can we see?
We mimic Earth's light artificially to put people at ease. It will be okay, Charlie.
I'm dead.
Yes, you are dead.
How can that be okay?
It is natural.
But I'm not ready to be dead. That's not fair.
I know, Charlie, but what...
Do you? I've only had a life for like 3 years. I was just starting to be okay.
I am sorry, Charlie. What is done is done.
You gotta let me go back.
Please, take a moment. Let me know when you are ready.
What do you want?
Accommodation will be provided for you. Do you prefer to reside alone or with others?
Alone.
Understood. Vigil has an extensive range of recreational activities to offer its citizens. What do you do for fun, Charlie?
I like to listen to music real loud and write shit.
Oh, we have a choir you might like to join.
Pass.
Well, would you be interested in cooking? There are very informative classes on offer.
I'm not really a cooking person.
Do you have anything you would like to try?
I don't really see the point.
Recreation is an important way to keep a happy mind.
Why do I need to keep a happy mind?
Because that is the point.
I don't want to be happy. I want to be something. Isn't there any way?
I am afraid there is no way back, Charlie.
Okay, fine. I do have something I'd like to try.
Oh?
Mountain climbing.
I am afraid we do not have any peaks for you to climb.
Skydiving.
That will not be possible.
Surfing.
From your tone and your physical fitness, I believe you are just trying to make this difficult.
Ouch. Okay.
Charlie, I am just trying to help you. That is my job.
It's a stupid job.
Maybe, but that is the role of guardians.
Huh?
That is what I am. We live in the underworld and help those passing through.
Like a demon? Or an angel? It's just the horns, you know?
Not exactly like that.
Are they real, though? Are there angels?
I do not know for sure.
How do you not know?
If a heaven or hell exists, it is not here. We do not know where people go when they leave.
You don't know where we go. How long are we even here?
You will go when you are ready, which is different for everyone. Just enjoy your time here.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, dear.
What? What is that?
We are running behind schedule. Would you be okay on your own for a little while, Charlie?
You're gonna leave me.
You can sit in the waiting room. Follow me. Here we are.
It looks the same, just bigger.
And there are more seats to sit on.
Who is that?
Do not worry about him, Charlie.
Yeah, but why is he in a cell?
I am afraid even in the afterlife there are troublemakers. Just try not to wake him.
Right. What do you want me to do then?
I am sure you can entertain yourself. I will not be long.
Okay.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Office of Habituation. Code of Conduct. Dietary Regiments. Ooh. New Resident Registrar.
What you doing there?
Nothing. Just keeping my mind active.
Sorry, kid. Didn't mean to scare you. Don't stop snooping on my account.
I wasn't snooping.
All right, but no shame if you were. I'm Luke.
Charlie.
You're scared of me, Charlie? What are you scared of? What do you think I did?
Kill someone?
They say I'm a troublemaker and you jump straight to murder.
What did you do?
Ah, you. My new friend. I'll talk to Vigil's number one public nuisance.
Which means
they don't appreciate me asking for oranges over and over. That is not a joke.
How hard is it to get an orange here?
Pretty damn hard. I've been dead 15 years and I haven't so much as smelled an orange in that time.
And that's what got you locked up?
Well, I've been asking for 15 years. Even I'll admit it's pretty annoying. And I may have set a fire or two as well. You're new to town, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
How do you die?
Car accident, I think? I can't remember.
Don't worry, the memories will come back to you.
So I've been told.
How have you been enjoying Vigil?
I guess it's all right. I'm still trying to process the being dead thing.
Yeah, me too.
Why is everything here so...
dim?
Yeah.
That's what this place does. Sucks the life out of death.
You seem alright, though. Positively normal.
Ha. My natural charisma shines through. Nah, just don't let them grind me down. What's your plan then? Are you just going to accept it?
I don't really have a choice, do I?
You always have a choice, kid. Look, do what you want. It just seems an awful shame someone your age turned up here.
There's no way out.
Guardians tell you that?
Yeah?
They don't want anyone getting out, but that don't mean a no exit.
Why are you still here?
I've got a lot of issues with this town, but it's been better to me than most other places. It's not much for me to go back to.
They put you in a cell.
Yeah, but I'll be out if you help me.
Why would I help you?
If you help me out of here, I'll help you out of here.
You're just assuming I want to leave.
I know you want to leave.
You don't know me.
Yeah, I do. You're young, you've got dreams and passion, but never got the chances you needed. And you know if you stay here, you never will. Come on, help me help you.
I'm listening.
Okay, well, Vigil here is part of the Underworld, which is massive. There's a lot of souls here, all which come in the same way. A portal from Earth at the summit. If you reach the portal...
I could go back through.
Exactly. Whoosh. Back to the living world.
How do I...
Nuh-uh. You want the rest? You gotta help me.
What do I need to do?
You just have to get the key for my cell. I'll get us out of the building.
Where's the key?
Probably at the front desk. You would have passed it. Do we have a deal?
Okay, deal. Got him.
No one saw ya?
I don't think so.
Just give him here.
That was quick.
Yeah, it's not my first time.
You don't say.
We need to hurry. Who knows when they'll stop by. Okay. You better head quickly. They won't take long to realize we're gone.
You're not coming with me?
You don't need me, kid. You'll make it.
I don't even know which way to go.
Follow that alley, cross the courtyard, and follow the road to the docks. Got it?
I think so.
Time to go. Stay out of sight.
Hey!
Attention. Please report any sightings of citizens Luke Bromwell and Charlie Oxton.
Shit, that's cheating.
There she is over there!
She's running!
Shit. Crap. All right, Charlie, keep moving. It's not far. You can make it. Oh, crap.
Hello, Charlie.
Ruth, fuck.
Why are you here, Charlie? You are causing quite a fuss.
Look, Ruth, I'm going to leave.
You cannot leave.
No, I can. You just don't want me to.
If I take you back now, we can avoid this escalating.
Why? Why is it so bad to leave?
Humans are not allowed to leave Vigil. It is my job to enforce that rule.
I thought your job was to help us. Help me get out of here.
There is nothing out there but danger. Charlie, you have not given this a chance. Please.
I've made up my mind. I'm not staying somewhere. They call for my capture on alarms.
It is dangerous out there.
You can take me back, but I'll just leave again. Or you can help me. Please.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. I will help you, Charlie. Follow me.
Where is everybody?
No one comes here anymore. It is off limits.
Why?
There was someone who escaped from Vigil years ago. He left on a boat and killed a guardian in the process. We did not want anyone following his lead.
He killed someone? Wait, people can die here?
This is where guardians live. We can die, but you are already dead. You cannot.
Oh. Where did guardians go when they die?
No one knows for sure. It is not funny, Charlie.
I'm sorry. I mean, it is a little. But I'm sorry. I hope it's somewhere nice.
There will still be a boat you can use somewhere here.
Are you sure? This place is falling apart.
I cannot guarantee it will be a comfortable boat, but it will float.
Well, that's all I need. Which way will I have to head?
We will search the entire dock.
I mean, once I'm out of here, which way back to Earth?
It does not matter, Charlie. Once you reach the shore, you travel upwards. You will get there eventually.
Really?
Yes, really.
How convenient.
It was not designed for people to reach, Charlie. What is it?
I see a boat.
Could work, Charlie.
It's a paddle boat.
Do you not know how to paddle?
No, I do. I was just hoping for something a little more... Don't worry. This'll do. This lake isn't dangerous, right?
The Black Lake is perpetually still.
Well, that's super creepy, but good. I guess I'm ready to go.
Understood.
Whoa. What do you think you're doing?
I am boarding the boat.
Why are you boarding the boat?
I am accompanying you across the lake.
Ha! No thanks. I don't need a guardian with me.
Incorrect. The land beyond the Black Lake contains monsters and adversity you cannot face alone.
I'm already dead. You said I can't die.
There are consequences worse than death.
Okay. But I'll be fine.
I helped you. Now I am coming to protect you. Either this is my job, or enforcing the rules is.
You're not giving me a choice, are you? Okay, but you gotta help me paddle.
Flame in the Night was written and produced by Mary Flannery. Charlie voiced by Cassandra McDonald, Ruth voiced by Hannah Meagle, and Luke voiced by Dominic Nielsen. Assistant producer Katie Singleton. For more information about the show or to get in contact with us, follow on Twitter at @FITNpodcast.